volcano spits a little each day. Best to let off a little steam than keep it in, they say. Sunset in the Mayan Highlands is a transfixing place to be. The light of Guatemala's grace-filled jubilee. Where the signs point to tomorrow, but the love is in the day, and the light of Guatemala pours hope into the day. There is nothing to admire here, says Teeter, a mother of three. But the warm wind to the cornfield begs to gently disagree. Now what would it take to break her beautiful soul? And where'd you begin the bewildering journey back home? Signs point to tomorrow, but the love is in the day, and the light of Guatemala pours hope into the day.
Well, this week's recording artist on Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is Martin Joseph. Martin with a Y, Joseph with a F at the end. Martin Joseph's new album, Sanctuary, is the Welsh singer-songwriter's 21st studio release in a prolific career spanning four decades. I don't think I've been alive that long. Martin reunited with Ben Wish. By the way, is it Wish? Right. How do I know that name?
Well,
can you just talk into the microphone?
Sorry.
Artists.
I'm not used to talking into the microphones. back in 91, I got signed by one of those massive record companies, and Mark Cohen's song Walking in Memphis was a big hit, and Ben had produced this, and Mark had won a Grammy and all that stuff, so... Sony felt that he was a good match for me, so he came over and we made a record together back in 91, and he's won 3 Grammys actually for his engineering. So last year, 25 years later, I rang him up and said, let's have another go with far less budget and more wisdom and better songs. And
that sold him?
He persuaded him to let me into his house.
Wow.
We went from Air Studios in 91 to his front room in New Jersey.
Kevin Berry. A little bit of a guitar player. Was he featured on that song we just heard?
Kevin Barry, yes. A great guitar player from the Boston, Massachusetts area.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, Ray LaMontagne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Ray.
Tim, you're not part of this segment. Please be
all
quiet.
Right, sorry.
And a whole bunch of other people. The bass player, Zev Katz.
It's a great name, right?
I love that name. I want to be a Zev Katz. He's played with Jeff Beck, James Brown, and some guy named Bruce... Springsteen?
Springsteen.
See a Jewish fellow this? I don't understand who that is. And drummer Ben Whitman, who's played with Paul Simon, Laurie Anderson, Roseanne Cash. Yeah. Anyway.
Lila Bialy.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that her husband?
Who?
Ben.
Ben's her husband?
Isn't he?
Maybe. That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know people's husbands.
Sure it is.
Anyway, here's what Martin Joseph does. Really, what I do is try to write songs that might step up and make some sense of a moment in time. A good song makes you feel like you're not alone in the world. Martin is currently touring Canada until the end of April. You just missed his performance at Hugh's Room last night, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you're tuning into this show right now because you You heard that Martin played there last night. Martin, full house at Hughes Room. That's got to feel good. Good energy in the room.
It's a fantastic place to play.
It was so good to see me, wasn't it?
It was great to see you, mate. You walked through the door, there was no light left in the room.
I sucked it all out.
You did. You're a big, big guy in many ways.
Darkness.
They are married.
Tim has to be right.
No, I thought it was interesting.
So what was the best part of last night, other than seeing me?
I don't know. That's the 14th time I've played a show in that room. I think that's the best part of it. You know, the fact that I get to continue to do this thing that you love. I mean, what could you want for more? You look back and think, well, I've been coming here for 15 years now to Canada itself. And just the fact that I presume I wouldn't have been asked all those times if it wasn't working. So I think that's about it. It's just, it's in a way, I know the staff in that place now. It's like coming home. And
you also know what tables not to stand on.
Yeah, because I stood on a table there a couple of years ago, and apparently it was a stupid thing to do because that was the one table they'd repaired that day with a piece of sellotape or something. but it managed to hold my minuscule Welsh weight, and I survived. But I was told off afterwards.
Do you like that room?
I do like that room. Something about it. You know, it's not the biggest room in the world, but it's got a communal feel to it. It really is. People there, they sit down, they have something to eat beforehand, and hopefully there's not much residue of that left by the time I'm spitting into their meals in the front row.
But you do spit, eh?
I do. I give it some, you know. So yeah. There's going to be collateral damage with that.
Do you know where you're playing tomorrow night or tonight?
I'm playing in Kingston tonight.
You're going to Kingston tonight?
Yeah, and I'm playing Peterborough tomorrow.
Are you playing the prison?
I hope not.
Well, Johnny Cash did it.
Oh, Kingston?
Dude, it's a big prison.
No, San Quentin.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There is a big prison in Kingston.
All right.
So you should know that.
Okay.
So you can drop that into your performance tonight.
I'll mention that.
Welcome, everybody, and especially all the inmates.
Right.
I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you love the most about this album? If you were, like, we were going down in an airplane and you had 30 seconds to suck up to me about your album that I'm about to purchase because I'm getting off the plane and you're not, what do you love about it?
I think it's, I don't know, this is a difficult question. I love the way it sounds because Ben did such a great job, but in a sort of more, I don't know, deeper way, I suppose. I feel like it represents me right now where I am.
Where are you?
I don't know, but I'm in a good place.
Why?
Because I've done a lot of traveling down the road and been through a lot of things, and I'm finally beginning to understand at least 10% of myself.
On a scale of one to private, how are you?
One to private.
Mm-hmm. Do you open up about your soul, your own life, and personal things?
I'm not,
or are you just dead private?
There's part of me that's incredibly shy, believe it or not, and it's only when I hold the guitar in my hand or stuff. And that was all the way from school onwards. I was not, you know, and so the fact that I could play a song or something gave me the ability to not be so shy, I suppose. So I tend to open up. I certainly open up in the songs, and I'm willing to go to places where other folk may not be willing to go to.
Yeah, I've said this many times before about you, and, you know, we like to muck around a fair bit, but you have this innate ability to crack. You're a soul cracker. You know that about yourself. You know, you take the mickey out of yourself during the shows, saying, you know, I'm going to take a break and
let you find a reason to live.
Let you find a reason to live, and I'll be right back with some more depressing songs, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But, dude, I don't know. You know, it's a combination of your talent, your songwriting, your guitar work is quite nice. And but it's how you write. It's the lyrics that mess with me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate those words, Drew. You're a good man yourself. But I just haven't got time to write anything that doesn't count. I don't feel inclined to do that sort of stuff. Sorry, you're pointing. I should come closer to the microphone.
Yes. Whoa, not that close. Easy. Easy there.
But yeah, I for me it's always a cathartic process, and if I ever talk about songwriting to people, I say don't add to the noise. There's so much noise out there, and you know, people are hungry for something that's authentic, that's passionate, and it's honest. And if you do that, you probably won't sell a lot of records. But the fact is, you might actually come alongside someone and really help them.
Could you do something
now?
Do you happen to have a guitar with you?
I do, sir.
Huh. What are the odds of that?
I'll do a song. This was actually the single off the record.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Martin Joseph.
Well, the heart is a mystery. Stumble out of bed each day and struggle to be free. Stood by an ocean raging. Wave cracked the sidewalk and I fell down there with you. I fell in with you. Scoured the land of the sunset glow. You think you know, my friend, but you just don't know. That's why the heart is a mystery. Break it in two and you'll see things you couldn't see before. I searched for you, found and lost you on the way. And I searched for you over the hill of a better day. And I searched for you every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I searched for you. I'll do it again. We should only frame you in a metaphor. Not cast you off in our own image anymore. The big questions etched across the sky. It's the weight and reason of everything we'd like to know. And I searched for you, found and lost you on the way. And I searched for you over the hill of a better day. And I searched for you every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I searched for you. I'll do it again. I saw the blessing, I saw the curse. Seen my best and I've seen my worst. Seen a little beauty and I've seen a little hate. Great indifference and a twist of fate. Seen a lot of passion and empathy. The power and the greed of the me, me, me. Seen a lot of suffering, seen a lot of good. Felt the big life love of a neighborhood. With the needle in the arm and the sadness grow. To the holy and the hidden and the outcast soul. Seen a lot of surplus but in the wrong place. And in the eyes of the broken, I thought I saw your face. I searched for you. Found and lost you on the way. And I've searched for you over the hill of a better day. And I've searched for you. I'm stranded here in a passion play. And I've searched for you. Come on, give me a sign, I'll be there straight away. And I've searched for you. I stood in line till I don't know when. And I've searched for you. And every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I've searched for you. Heart is a mystery. Don't we stumble out of bed each day and struggle to be free? To stand by the ocean raging blue. And search for you.
Martin Joseph live on the Drew Marshall Show, buddy. Okay, it's time to talk. So that song,
okay.
This is a perfect example of the fact that for most of my life, I don't feel. Then you come out with that nonsense and wreck me. and I don't know if everybody gets it, and you've written it that way intentionally, mm-hmm. But holy cow, where did that come from?
I was trying to get you. That's where it came from. But that's the whole premise and the idea. That's why, for me, I'd want to write a song because I just want to communicate something. Where did it come from? It comes from, I don't know, 35, 40 years of living on this planet and trying to figure out and make sense of it all. and not having any real conclusive answers, but at the same time being committed to a certain search for something that tells you what this is really all about.
We should frame you in a metaphor?
Yeah. Those that would seek to put the divine into a box and say, this is it, and if you come here, you too can have, this is what it's like, and all the rest of it is, in a way, its own,
Cheerios?
No, yes, it's not going to come now you said that. And when you speak out, it's blasphemous. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, yeah, the B word.
Yeah, the B word. It's its own sense of blasphemy for me to sort of define whatever. So metaphor is the only way I think that you can describe the divine really in any sense of trying to get a handle on it.
What's the closest Martin Joseph has ever come to the Almighty? Not thinking he is. What I mean is, you know, like, I don't know, Moses in front of the burning bush going, whoa, something's going on here.
Well, it's certainly not in any of the victories or the great moments or the joy.
So what is that, eh?
Well, I mean, because at that moment there's an elevation and a peace and a calm that I mean, certainly you feel that sense of oneness and stability whenever you're there at the birth of a child. Well, that's an amazing moment, and it's totally, you know, and so it's easy to grasp a sense of something beyond me at that point. But I think there's that, you know, that scene from Chariots of Fire where what's his name, Eric Delve, I think, was the runner, wasn't he? And he was
Eric Liddell,
sorry. And he was
Little? Is it Little?
Little Eric Liddell. Yeah, something like that.
Anyway,
that's right.
Eric, buddy with the white shorts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's wanting to run the Olympics, and his fiancée saying we should go to the missionary field to China, and they eventually go there, and that's where he died. But he turns away from him, and he looks out into the great beyond and says, I was made to run, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. And I feel that pleasure maybe, you know, once a year for a few seconds, and it's usually in a pretty tough situation.
But is that the way we are wired? Because I resonate with what you're saying, but I think that's because you and I were born with the spiritual gift of pessimism.
Well, I don't know, pessimism or realism.
Realism.
I've found as I've traveled, you know, I've spent a fair amount of time in the West Bank of Palestine in the last 3 years, and when I've sat with those people entrapped, entombed, in a vicious system that keeps them, especially dear young people in the same place with no vision of a travel and yet when they can come up and still somehow teach me things just by uttering a simple sentence about, I don't know, how beautiful this fruit tastes or something, then that's the moment for me when those deeper connections are made. The fact that you can throw what you like at the human spirit and yet something within it says, I will not lie down and just give up. And for me, that's the source of it in some senses. So you can call that pessimism, or you can call it an ultimate optimism that will not let go, and no matter what you do to it, will rise up above. And for me, that's that continuous search.
Right, but that's a theme in your music. The theme of rising up or overcoming, I think, is a theme in your music. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, sure.
Well, so where does that come from in your life? Not just from seeing poor kids in the ghetto in Palestine. Where does that come from in your life? You've been writing about rising up before hitting any you know, impoverished areas.
Mm. Well, I just think it's the witness of others to me. You know, whether it's I was fortunate enough to have been loved as a kid. I was granted the gift of tenderness and care, and out of that came a fortitude to want that for others and feel that it was a level playing field that everyone needed and not just me.
But what I hear
I don't
from
know where it comes.
No, this is what I'm getting at, because from what I know about your story, you have not come from angst or want.
No, I sought it out in a way.
Why?
Because the guitar allowed me the privilege of it. The guitar allowed me the privilege of travel, and not travel to the nice parts, because I never became successful enough that I was kind of in and out of cities in limousines and just hitting the big, you know. I went and played in places where people said, hey, come and see the neighborhood.
I think it's a left, how do I say this? this is kind of UK-ish, but specifically a Welsh baggage.
Yeah,
I think this innate desire to gravitate towards darkness.
It's certainly a Welsh, we have that running through us.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a different subject. I mean, you can look at a lot of our stars, Richard Burton, Dylan Thomas, they all ended up drinking themselves to death. Anthony Hopkins, the actor, is Welsh, is an alcoholic. You know, there's certainly a sense of melancholy within the Welsh, the underdog, woe is us, and we don't know what to do with the good stuff.
Yeah.
So we tend to destroy it.
Have you ever had flava beans?
No.
With a nice Chianti.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Silence of the Lambs, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, sorry. Right. Oh, sorry, I haven't seen that before.
I got a little distracted.
Missed
there.
That one.
Squirrel!
Yeah. But I hear you, and I can't answer the question, Drew, in terms of where it comes from. I'm just glad it's there, put it that
way. Well, me too, because
but I think it's
rare.
Yeah, but it's there in everyone. No, you can't touch it in everyone. It's for me, it's all about education. It's all about taking someone and showing them something. Whoever they are, I think you can actually tap into that in most human spirits.
Could you tap into it again with another song?
Yeah, I can.
While Martin is changing axes, let me just again tell you that he is touring Canada until the end of April. Go to martinjoseph.net. Martinjoseph. Oh, .com or .net? I've got them both written down. Finally get the...
Okay. We've got it all covered. Okay. .net, I think. I was going to sing something up tempo. Can I sing something about Bobby Kennedy? Would that work?
That's up-tempo?
No, it's not.
You're such a putz. Really? When you said I'm going to sing... Never mind.
No, what I said was I'm thinking of singing something up-tempo,
yes.
But can I sing a song about...
Oh, I didn't hear the button. Yeah, okay, I didn't get it. I'm not actually listening today because I was out late last night. Don't ever do that. How late? I mean, do you... Because you're pretty old now, right?
55.
So can you stay out late and then, like, do you sleep in?
Or
does your bladder... get you up?
Well, I've been working this job for a long time now, so it tends to happen in the night, not in the daytime. So I've always been the midnight guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's when we're born. If you're born at midnight, then you're awake. If you're born at 4-7 in the morning, that's when you're a morning person. I don't know. But it's what I do. So I'd like to sleep in the mornings if I can. Unfortunately, you made that impossible this morning. But that's okay.
It's going, Drew.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Martin Joseph, I think is what they call him. Yeah,
that's
Martin
Joseph. Bobby got a dream for you now. I know you're sailing out there off the Cape Cod Sound. Bobby got a thought for you now. How'd you ride that storm with no bitter thought made known? Hey, Bobby got a job for you now. Take on that Hoffer guy and the mafia and the FBI. Be the calm for us now. Day they took out Dr. King, you stood there in that void. You said, some men see things as they are and they say why. But I dream things that never were and say why not. Bobby got a task for you now. Did Ethel ask you to write letters to your children, one to Kathleen? She seems to understand. To be kind no matter what the world may throw your way. Some men see things as they are and they say why. But I dream things that never were and say why not.
Bobby got a dream for you now. I know you're sailing out there off the Cape Cod Sound, but Bobby, the train's rolling on and the big wheels they're turning. These tracks are rusty, but the day can still be won. Bobby, here's a prayer for you now. How we need that candid honesty and the poetry that brings us home. If he shall die, cut him out in little stars. He'll make the face of heaven fine, that all the world will be in love with night, and pay no worship to the garish sun.
What a pretty song, man. Where did that come from? Like, seriously. Were you... hold on. I want to guess, okay? This is my guess.
Okay.
You are on Martha's Vineyard.
I've been there, but I didn't sort of...
That's not where it came from?
No, but good guess. if you want
to
keep going.
No, I'd just like to stop now. Maybe let you answer.
Well, I've been there. Okay. Well, I've always been fascinated by the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Again, juxtaposition there. And Bobby Kennedy himself. I sang that song because you talked about where does it come from. And the fact that I said you can tap into it within anyone. But I'll get back to that in a second. But the song really came out of watching an HBO documentary called Ethel. About Bobby's widow, Ethel Kennedy, who's still alive. She's about 86 years old, still a fantastic force for good in the world. And she's interviewed in this movie, documentary, by her, I think it was their last child, the ninth child, her daughter, who she was pregnant with at the time of Bobby's assassination. And it's an incredibly candid and frank and beautiful interview, interspersed with the footage and montage of the time. Loyalty, love... you know, that civil rights movement, all that sort of stuff. But there's a moment in the film where they show Bobby going to the Democratic Convention just after JFK has been assassinated, and he goes to the mic to speak, and the applause comes, and the applause won't stop, so he has to step back. And every time he steps in and out of the microphone, this applause sort of crescendos to the point where they just won't let him speak. And this goes on for 25 minutes. In the midst of this, the camera is focused on Ethel, and you see this beautiful woman, probably, I don't know, late 20s, 30s. Her hands clasped together, looking up at her husband, and you can see the emotion, but you can see the dignity and the grace and the strength of this woman behind this emerging man. And when they finally allow him to speak, he recited, in memory of his brother, he loved poetry, Bobby Kennedy, and he recited the sonnet from Romeo and Juliet, which I sang at the very end there in remembrance of JFK. And I saw that, and you, as a writer, you get instincts about when songs are in the air. And I just knew at that point there's a song I need to write here. But Bobby Kennedy, the Bobby Kennedy who ran his brother's campaign in 59, for instance, is a very different Bobby Kennedy to the one that was taken from us in 68. As he traveled across the states and began to sit with the poor and the marginalized across America, it transformed him. It actually changed him. He'd always come, his Catholicism was important to him and all the rest of it, but he was a pretty ruthless guy in those early days as well. There were a lot of traits about him that were unattractive. But by the time he got to the point where he was literally running for the presidency, you have a man full of compassion, changed by sitting with the poor, realizing his privilege, et cetera, et cetera. And it, you know, it had been tapped into, and goodness knows what would have happened had he been elected. So that's where the song came from.
You know, one thing that is, I don't know, that I smell from you before you come around the corner is... grace, but also justice.
Okay.
You stink of both.
That's a good smell, I hope.
That's all right. It's a little irritating sometimes.
Nice aroma.
You actually put your money where your mouth is. What are you doing these days to help save the world?
Well, thanks for asking. We a few years ago now, my wife and I, Justine, we formed something called the Let Yourself Trust, which
it's called again.
Let Yourself Trust.
Okay.
LetYourselfTrust.net for the listeners. And I've always sung about the issues, Drew. So I decided I was in the West Bank in Palestine and seeing the situation. And I decided I would like to try and we found a children's theater there that gives young people musical instruments as a way of positive expression and underfunded and you know with no real media attention on it. So I thought I have an audience, a small one but an effective one around the world. It would be nice to share this with them and see if we could help. So we did that. And then we decided, let's do this on a regular basis. So we change project every 6 months. We've got a board of trustees now and blah, blah. It's all, we're official charity. And we find grassroots projects, usually run by a husband and wife team or individuals that have a passion for an issue. And we basically raise money for 6 months, and we give them that money, and then we move on to something else. And we've been in Guatemala, homeless project in Wales, Africa with albinism, and our latest project is with an Indigenous First Nations, Grassy Narrows, here in Ontario, actually. And we just simply give them the money. And across the spectrum of the last 2.5 years, we've raised about $160,000.
So where do people go if they're moved by you? Because they're not moved by the issue.
They're not.
They have to be moved by the by the medium first.
I mean that's why it's working actually because I think because I play 160 shows a year, so that's a big vox pop for me each night. I can do a little 5-minute spiel.
Yep.
All the songs carry their weight, and at the end of the night, people are thinking, "I'd like to do something."
Yeah.
But also people don't always trust the messages of some of the bigger organizations. You know, that the money gets lost.
The overhead,
all that sort of stuff. And, you know, that big organizations do big work, and that's great. But there are individuals out there who do amazing work that should be funded, and it's not. And we shed light on that. And people are really I think from what we've set up is quite unique, to change projects every 6 months. We're not focused on one thing. It's across the world. And it's really working, so we're excited by that. And it gives me another skip in my step after 35 years or whatever of touring, that, you know, this is something else for me to plug into and feel energized by.
Martin, the first time I think I heard you, it was in Brian Walsh's office at the University of Toronto.
Right, I remember that.
And now he's at every one of your gigs.
He does.
And his daughters were doing the Funky Chicken Dance last night.
I'm amazed anyone ever dances in my gigs.
So am I. Yeah. Unless it's learning how to tie a noose. What, your inspirations? I mean, the time that you and I caught up at Greenbelt, which is, how many years ago was that now?
About 5 or 6.
Bruce Coburn was playing there,
festival. Bruce is a huge influence, his music, his poetry and guitar playing, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Springsteen is a massive influence.
That's that young Jewish fellow we were talking about before.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Bruce, I was always drawn, Drew, to songwriters, to the narrative. So even though Brits usually turn around with the latest cool stuff, we don't like wearing our hearts too up our sleeves there.
I noticed.
You noticed that.
Yeah.
So whereas it can get a little sickly over here sometimes, I'm drawn to the narrative where people wear their hearts on sleeve. So I would at home I'd be listening to Zeppelin and David Bowie, but I'd also be listening to John Denver.
Right.
Because I liked he was telling stories. So,
wow. Yeah. John Denver. Glenn Campbell. So I've got too many stories popping on my head. Stop dropping names. I've got a story for every name. My question to you is, what is the longest, the most hardest to pronounce town in Wales called?
It's called Llanfair, and that's as far as I can go. I can't pronounce it.
It's hard to pronounce, isn't it?
It is hard to pronounce. There are some Welsh people sort of can
across
do it. Just
the UK,
like,
just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanfair Pwllgwyng, Gellir Gwyn Gellir Gwyn Drobwll, Llantysilio Gogo Goch.
It's the longest named town in the world, and if you pull in on the train station, it takes 10 minutes to go past the to sign for the
skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanfair Pwllgwyng, Llygogereth Gwyndrobwch, Llan Tysilio Gogogoch.
He's still going.
I know. It's
it sounds like some kind of weird backward masking thing, you know?
Just
one more time.
From Llanfair Pwllgwyng, Llygogereth Gwyndrobwch, Llan Tysilio Gogogoch, the temperature got to 21.
It was actually developed as a code in the Second World War to try and,
confuse the the enemy.
Yeah, it's true.
It
it's
did,
true.
We did have a good job here.
Like Navajo. Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, because Welsh is crazy.
He's not serious.
Yeah,
he's
not serious. No, we have some. There's a suburb of Cardiff called Splott.
Splot.
Yeah, we call it Splo if you're posh, but Splot. Yeah, Splot. And there's a place called Bulch, and Ystrad Mynach, Machanllyll.
Can you just wipe the microphone off, please? Might be time to do another song if you don't mind.
Oh yeah.
What are you? Yeah. Oh yeah. I've got a guitar in my hand. Are you want to use the same Max? What are you doing? What are you thinking? What do you want to do, Mark?
What do you want? I don't know.
What do you want? Do you set songs up all the time or hardly ever? Some artists just like to play it and then let people pull from it what they want. What do you do?
I would go for that. Some of it is obvious, but there's more. This song, for instance, is a little bit metaphorical.
Right.
Make of it what you will.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, Martin Joseph.
I've seen a lot, and a lot I've seen. Hope I never stop dreaming, if you know what I mean. Well, sometimes it all ends in disarray. Well, sometimes I can feel myself slipping away. My soul's asleep now, wake me up. My body's fading, wake me up. My soul's asleep, come on. Baby is subtle and it does it well. I just walk on through underneath that spell. To the flashing lights and the jamboree. My sweet love of the world drains the life out of me. My soul's asleep now, wake me. My body's fading, wake me up. My soul's asleep, come on and wake me up. My soul's asleep now. My body's fading. My soul's asleep, come on and wake me up. I gotta look behind to find my way. But this could be the matinee, the remains of the day. I try to stay awake, but I'm just slipping away. My soul's asleep now, my body's fading now. My soul's asleep, will you wake me up? My body's fading now. My soul is sleeping now. My soul is asleep. Come on and wake me up. Wake me up. That's what happens when you try to sing a song you haven't sung for about 2 years. You get a few of the words wrong, you can tell they weren't quite in the right order there, but you get the meaning. I've seen a lot and a lot I've seen. And sometimes I fall through the cracks in between. And then the world, it begins to sway. Pretty soon I feel myself slipping away. Slipping away. So wake me up. Wake me up. Wake me up.
Beautiful stuff. Martin Joseph on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, that is that's a baby making song, that is. I'm telling you. It's got some kind of something going on there. Wake me up. You got a baby of.
That was not in. You know, like you said about. So you went to Martha's Vineyard, and I said, no, that wasn't it?
No.
Same for that song. That wasn't what
that
I was
wasn't
doing.
What it was about?
No.
I'm just not really good at guessing.
That's all right. Yeah. Like, it's fun when you do.
Oh, it's got a good feel to it, man. Thank you. You know, one of the segments I do on my show randomly is called Funeral Songs. We get people to call in with their funeral songs, what song they'd like played at their funeral. Mm. And. There are two songs that I would like played at my funeral. Tim's going to pull one up here, which is our closing song. Mm-hmm. Our closing. Actually, no, hold on, Tim. Hold on. Sorry.
Oh, I'll get it ready for you.
Okay, but can you just. You don't know this. What's your name again? Martin. You don't know this. We close our show every week with your song.
No way.
Every week. Can you guess which song? Think about the kind of show we do. Think about the kind of show we do.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Right?
And
think
one
about
of my songs.
That's one of your songs. Yeah. Any clue?
I have no clue.
All right.
We talked about it.
Have a liberal backslider?
Yeah.
No, this is it. This is it. Right here.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, we close our show every stinking week with this song.
I'm a liberal backslider.
That is cool. I've never seen any royalties, I gotta tell you. I don't see it on my statement.
Because we only play 30 seconds of it, you know.
You should play the version I sang at Greenbelt in 2006.
Is it a little different, maybe?
It's very edgy.
Is it now?
Well, I can't.
Like, we can't play it on Canadian Airways?
I couldn't even describe what I actually sang on Airways. Not even known your show.
Wow.
And it's actually on an album called MJGB206. But I was just got to me that one of those dreadful evangelist guys, Robinson, in the States,
uh-huh.
had called for the assassination of the guy in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, Chavez.
Yeah. So I decided to make a verse just for him.
For Pat Robertson? Mm. Nice. Beautiful. Mm. Did it have? Did you quote Bruce Coburn? Was there a rocket launcher involved?
It was worse than that.
And that got recorded. Oh,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's on iTunes.
Beautiful. I gotta find it, man.
Yeah,
I gotta find it.
I'll tell you later. But.
Anyway, so that's one song that that's the going out song.
Okay.
It's either that or Celebration by Kool and the Gang, because I'm dead. But the other song that I would love for you to play, and by the way, if you don't mind, we'll go a little over time here, because you've made the effort to come here, so thank you. On My Way. Yeah, because that's the song you grab the audience with. That's that's your fourth wall destroying song.
Well,
you know,
it works because I get them to sing along. So,
yeah.
That might not work in here. But.
No, and we don't need to, but I just got to say that this song is another one of those tunes that, like, dude, I'm trying to have an image, okay? But it's not working when you come on the show. I leak when you're around.
we can clean you up.
I'm saying my soul leaks when you're around. And this song is another one that just kind of wrecks me.
Thanks.
So would it be all right if you did it?
Of course.
Because I would like my listeners to kind of, I don't know, jive with this.
Leak with you?
Yeah, leak with me, please. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, by request, Martin Joseph.
I can't kill love, not even with hate. Fate don't lie, she just rolls with the dumb choices that we made. For a while back then, I lost my way. Thought I would die, taken down by a price I could not pay. Now I'm on my way, yes, I'm on my way. Every day a little closer, and I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Yes, I'm on my way. You know I'm running, loving, I'm stumbling and I'm on my way. Cause man is a fool, his heart's like a stone. Drinks himself dry, drinks himself down to the bone, bone, bone. But no matter, no matter what they do to you, you're always free to go and choose. Just cause they beat you down hard, my dear friend, that don't mean you have to lose. Rise up, sir, I'll tell you why. Cause I'm on my way. Day a little closer on my way. I'm on my way, yeah, yeah, on my way. I am running, loving, stumbling on my way. Sweet, sweet colors of a rainbow. And I shout and I sing, let me bring it all out onto this table, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's where this all begins. You know my eyes cannot see, but I catch a glimpse of divine in the wine of the trees somewhere down by where that old river flows there. So let's ride into the wind, so we can sense what's coming. And the view of you, my friend, my sweet friend, absolutely stunning. You rise up from yourself. You rise up and be gone. And that night won't cast no more shadows. Cause just like you, I got a dream that that beautiful day is gonna come. Because I'm on my way. On my way. Every day a little closer. On my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm running, loving, stumbling. On my way. Every day a little closer. Every day a little closer on my way.
Beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful. Wow. Martin, thank you.
First time I've ever played that live in the studio.
Seriously?
Never played that on radio before.
Yeah, don't do it again.
I think not. You're right. Thanks for having me, Drew.
Okay, Martin Joseph with a Y. I appreciate your guts, and I'm not only a fan, but I think I'm in love. That's a little creepy. MartinJoseph.net is the website. He is touring Canada until the end of April. Go to his website to find out. He's playing Kingston tonight, Peterborough tomorrow night, and the latest release is Sanctuary. Probably one of the best produced albums I've I've heard in a long, long time. Real, I mean, the production quality is just out of this world.
Thanks.
The talent, the whole thing. So, well, let's go out with a little track from that. What song should we go out with, Martin?
There's a track called "The Girl Soldier."
All right.
Which is a love song.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, folks, a short break on our show. And when we come back, so much more to chat about on The Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
Amazing day, sanctuary. Can I stay? I love the way you see me. Find me now. Kiss my soul. Thank you for seeing my pieces still stand, building a fortress around what you found. My storms of defeat, my quiet concessions are just like memory now, memory now. Amazing day, sanctuary. Can I stay?
Don't worry.